Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You're listening to The National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker and John Cadogan. We are in Brewdog, Waterloo, John.
We're trying to think of somewhere to record episode 249, and where better to come?
The episode that is, we are free, John, of this fucking season.
Cursed, wretched season.
We've just seen a mouse inside a pub.
There's a mouse.
Very exciting.
Quite exciting. The chief mouse from Mousel.
The Mousel. All
him.
The stuff's coming back.
It's come back. So we come here primarily to look for clues, I think. Is that right?
Is that what it is?
That's how I couched it in my head anyway. Because... the Brewdog goals rumours won't go away.
I'd absolutely. Do you know what? I'm coming in here, John. There's a sign over there. They do loads of their of good. They do gluten free lager, which is unbelievable for me. That is really me on the way to becoming an alcoholic. They've got a thing over there that says small scale experimental beer machine, which I believe is Jules Nixon's nickname. They've got a podcast studio.
I mean, this is just
they've got bowling
ridiculous.
And a slide.
And a slide.
If Plainmoor is bought by Brewdog and does not have a slide for players to come onto the pitch.
Paul Bastard comes down the slide into boots and laces. Hello.
Here he is. If Plainmoor does not get his own slide, then what's he even doing?
We're finishing this podcast by going on the slide. That is how it will end.
Is that how it will
I'm back? Going down the slide.
It's quite fast, the slide, John. I hope you're...
I can't see it through this pillar.
There's even a podcast studio in here, John. Which, if Brewdog do take over Talk United, we can have a chat with the Brewdog people. See if we can do the podcast.
Why are we doing this on my phone?
There's an actual podcast studio over there. No. An impressive place.
I like it. I'm trying to see if there's any goals... sort of links anywhere.
Well, let me just show you something, John. You know the very famous picture of Bryn with Jim McNichol?
Yes.
Not a talkie podcast.
No.
I had to sign into the Wi-Fi, and I got sent this check your code with the Brewdog arm. There!
Oh, a big Alsatian.
It's gone. A massive Alsatian with its tongue out.
Yeah.
We are the perfect club. If it's the Range Billionaire, I welcome our new Range Overlords.
And I will pop in
and fuck Brewdog.
Pop in for some Domestos on a canoe anytime you like.
Anytime you like. If I need a welding set and some air freshener, I'm there.
And some frozen Greg sausage rolls. Yes. Thank you.
I don't think I've ever been in a Range, John.
I have a couple of times, I think, yeah.
There's also a sign at the bar that says, United we stand. United we stand. For a better beer and community owned and independent since 2007.
Ooh.
United we stand.
United we stand.
Come on, United.
It could be it. And the bowling alley, of course, says, you know, there is a bowling club at Plainmoor.
We know that. We know
which
that.
Which we all know, obviously.
But, John.
All signs point towards.
Play the Pogues. We're fucking free of this terrible season. Well done, the lads. Tuesday night.
Oh, my God. The most stressful. We tried to do a live stream. Well, we tried
no.
to.
No.
Let's tell them.
Tell the story, John. We said, should we do a live stream? And I went, I'm going to get home a bit late. But also, I feel like we might be a jinx. You said
anything.
A jinx doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist, but fine. We'll just do the second half. Let yourself get home.
We'll just do the second half. 2-0 up and coasting, I would say.
I was still on edge. We're 2-0 up. Are we sure? Yes, it's fine.
It's too many years watching Test cricket where if anyone's in, you know not to move.
Well, yeah, true. And we fired up the stream and immediately Taunton scored.
Well, it was a glitch, and all I saw was that little bold fella for Taunton running away with the ball out of the net. I went, absolutely no way. No way, John.
See ya.
Bye.
We could probably play that bit, actually. Let's play that now.
Brett McGavin, an absolute worldie. Oh,
is it my, is my
here we go.
Wife? Then if my Wi-Fi's... Have they scored? Have they scored? Oh, my God. Good idea.
Almost
John.
Immediately.
Honestly, this is us. This is us, John. It's because I'm turning the stream off.
I'm turning
the stream off. I'll see you after the match. I can't go. See you after the game.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Oh, well, bye, everyone.
But I have to say, I mean, we went to... We'll play it in a minute. We went to Bath City away.
Yes.
And that was depressing, John.
It was awful. It was one of the worst games of football I've one of the worst performances from Torquay I've ever seen in my life.
But
do you think they were saving themselves a bit?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go positive on it. My positive thought is they were coasting.
Yeah.
Because they knew they could lose and they could win Tuesday night and then they were free, which is what happened.
And
you'd hope in professional sport that they would think like that.
As it happens. And actually, I thought Tuesday they played brilliantly.
Brilliant.
They were actually really good.
I thought they were really good.
They're great. Really good. They're just a confidence.
And you know what? Dean Moxie was a mate. I messaged it. Messaged Dean on Instagram. We follow each other on Instagram. I messaged him just to say thank you for a brilliant season. Because I think he's been a brilliant all season.
He has
stepped up. He's turned up. He's not gone missing. He's not hid. A lot of people have hid or gone missing. Or Mark Housted has played 100 times.
Yeah. How many good games?
And I think he's got I think he's let in 150 something goals. Awful.
Wow.
He can go.
They can all. I mean,
I'm not slagging them all off.
Go.
But I tell you, who can go. The people who've hidden.
Yeah, they can go.
I tell you, who's not hidden, is Brad Ash. Not had the best season, right?
He's not the best you'll ever see. He runs.
He's run around on his own up front for 6 months.
And actually, in the second half against Taunton, he was getting back, defending.
Yeah.
He was everywhere. He did put a shift in. He always does.
You have to say for him, you have to go, he's turned up, he's played all those things.
Yeah.
Acer has played well when he can. Lapsley's given it when he can. Well, to be honest, all the expected people. Tomlinson's tried hard.
He just gets
pulled out of position, you know.
I spoke to Brett after the game.
Did you?
He was absolutely delighted to get
it
done.
You can do that in the Brewdog, they don't mind.
You can, no, it's fine. It's so loud, they can't hear you.
Yeah, no, exactly. Brett, what a goal.
What a goal from Brett
What
McGavin.
A goal from
amazing.
Brett McGavin.
Yeah, he was so...
What did he say, John?
He was just thrilled we'd stayed up.
Yeah.
Across the line.
I don't think he'll stay. Someone will come in for him.
To be fair... How can they know
they
what's going
to
go when we haven't got an owner? So
they don't know. They don't know what's going on. And look, Aaron Downes is heavily connected to the whole regime that disappeared. But I'm going to say, that man has stood up. He understands the club. He understands the fans. He knew what he needed to do. He's not gone missing. For me, he deserves a chance. He deserves a chance with his own players and with a bit of money behind him. And I just think he gets the club.
I had a look at the stats earlier. It's 12 games, 5 wins, 5 losses, 2 draws. So,
but that's also trying to manage... That's trying to manage getting to the end of the season. He's also had 11 points taken off him.
And he didn't know if he's going to get paid.
I don't know if he's going to get paid. And also, I can imagine there's quite a lot of conflict inside him as a human being of, well, what the f*** was that?
Yeah.
These people I trusted, these people who I listened to and trusted, weren't what I thought. And that is the truth, John. We have to say it.
Yeah.
These people, they weren't what they said. I pride myself on never falling for anything. I think I fell for it. I fell for bits of it anyway.
Yeah.
Not maybe not Clark. You know, too obvious a baddie.
I think so. He just looks like a villain.
The problem he did was making his the baddie too obvious.
Yeah, he does.
But I always thought if someone's that obvious a baddie, then they can't be that much of a baddie.
He was one step away from stroking a cat.
I know, exactly that.
He had like an eye patch or like a funny
red herring.
Yeah, he had a sort of comedy injury or something.
Exactly.
And you go, oh, come on.
Such a red herring in any show you've ever seen.
Yeah. Nothing about his record anywhere else suggested that this wasn't going to happen.
He absolutely would.
He's done this everywhere else, so why was it ever going to be anything different?
And the fact that the previous manager did not hang around when the shit hit the fan makes me go, I judge you as a person. I'm afraid I judge you as a person. And I'm so disappointed, John.
But it's been a lot nicer since he hasn't been there, you know.
That's why I go.
Because like you can have your thoughts on whether he's a good manager or coach or whatever. As a human being, he is top notch.
And that's what we're
absolutely
talking about
lovely
with saving the club.
He's such a brilliant person. And I felt bad when it was all going wrong. And I feel like, yeah, we were calling things out at the time. And I felt a bit bad that he might have got caught up in any of that. But I'm so glad that he got the opportunity to keep us up, because he deserved that.
Yeah. All that's come out of this, though, John, as well, and it might be a good thing, you know, is I absolutely love this football club.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And also, I do
Tuesday
not
night.
Mind. I don't want to be in the National League South. I don't want to be in the National League. I want to be League One, League Two, forever.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I want to be. I absolutely love Torquay United, going to see them, the lads, the women, the vibe, the fans, everything about it is so right. And if we can get the right owner, and we're sitting here in a fucking massive Brewdog,
is he listening? Is this part
in Waterloo
listening device?
Right. If we can get the right owner to enhance the power of that,
yeah,
then it's all gravy.
Yeah.
All gravy. Will we be Championship, Premier League? No, never.
Say that.
Look.
Brewdog Army.
Love it. Brewdog Army. Come on, you dogs.
Do you want to do any other National League stuff, or should we just
go
to Bath?
Yeah, let's go to Bath.
The National Obsession.
Oh, they found our Achilles heel early, our defence. Why aren't we in yellow?
We should just say good afternoon from Twerton Park.
Why aren't we in yellow?
Where I'm cooking.
We're cooking. I've got a little jacket on, John.
You got a jacket on, which way
last?
It's
quite a good thing to do.
Absolutely roasting
on the
open
terrace.
A couple of
homemade hats just come in, that's nice
homemade
to see. Not official merch.
Unofficial merch. What a lovely little setting.
Isn't it lovely?
The rolling hills.
The
night,
also
where
not
are
the nicest
we?
Bit of Bath I've ever been to.
No.
But,
no, it is
that.
It's a little rough, but the
no Jarvis.
The hills, no Jarvis.
No Dwayne Avorey at Edgepont. Jink in a move.
Dead on arrival.
Thrown his ties. Thrown his toys.
What on a quaint old ground.
Yeah, I haven't had any lunch. I only took a nice burger over there.
Yeah.
Brewdog sightings, John?
No, not yet. I'm keeping my eyes out for a bloke cracking open a six pack of Punk IPA just in the stands.
Brin's Punk, as I called it.
Brin's Punk IPA.
Right.
Fearing the worst this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely, John.
Say, but we live in hope.
Let's go. Really easy job. We just went, they're going to score it, and then they scored.
Yeah.
And normally when you say they're going to score it, people
nothing
don't score.
You going, yeah.
That was a good finish.
No, that was, well, I mean,
too
it was
easy, though.
A little volley at the back post, but...
too easy.
As you said earlier, they found our Achilles heel.
What,
defending. We can't do it.
Our whole defence.
Well, we lasted, what, 10 minutes?
There we are.
First goal for City.
Who scored?
In the 10th minute, by number 11, Elliot Freer.
Who?
Elliot
Freer. He's keen. 1-0, John.
dear.
It felt like a bit of a mistake to turn up, if I'm honest. But look, long way to go.
It does feel like when he saw the sat-nav saying 2.5 hours this morning, I thought, is this worth it?
It's always worth it.
Worth it when we score
it's
two.
It's always worth it when we win 3-1.
Brett!
Brett's so slow, man.
It's like he's on 0.5 speed. Halfway through the first half.
We've been offering advice, John. We like try not to be shit.
Try not to be shit stops. He's not listened so far, but.
Not been taking the advice.
Everyone says one thing at half time. Says to stop being shit.
Right, everyone. Stop that. Gary Johnson used to do that. We'd be shit first.
Look,
and
you've been
now,
shit.
Remember.
Don't be shit.
And then we'd come out and be quite good. Downhill second half. Might be better. You never know.
Yeah, it is a.
If we can keep it to one. We'll be right.
It's been a good metaphor for this season.
Then we'll bring the bench on.
Who is on the bench? We're trying to remember.
Go on! Steve Shit on the bench.
Steve Shit.
Jim Cum.
Chris Crap.
Dino!
Just watching a long throw from Dean Moxie.
Of course. Dino! Dino!
Bit of a long throw. Lovely shirt.
Go on, Dean.
Here it comes.
Go on the end of that. Someone on the end of that. God, that was awful.
Caught by the keeper. That was just a bit of throwing practice.
That was like keeper practice. I'll throw it near you. Come and get it.
Come and catch
no
it.
No one challenged him.
Oh God.
House did that. Whoa. I hold Aunt Housted completely responsible for all our problems ever.
All this season.
No, and last season.
He probably didn't file the paperwork for Ross Marshall's suspension. I wouldn't mind betting. Mark, can you also just be secretary? 40 odd minutes.
I've been off for lucky chips.
We've had some lucky chips down by the side of the pitch.
If the word lucky also means cold.
Were they cold?
Coldish.
Hard to get chips wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is hard to get sausage and chips wrong. But there we are. It was fine.
Brad Ash has been offside 3 times, missed some great chances. All the results elsewhere again against us.
Eastbourne 2-0, Truro 2-0. That's the news that's coming in. Not good news, John. I think
it's
got to do
as bad as it could possibly have gone.
Beat Taunton Tuesday in Gloucester. I've just been told, not Gloucester.
He thought it was in Gloucester.
I was going to Gloucester.
It's only in Gloucester.
I can go to Gloucester.
I'd have loved to have seen you turn up to an empty Gloucester.
That would have been
fantastic.
Yeah, that would have put the tin lid on this season.
Convinced it was at Gloucester.
Thing is, right, second half, downhill, we may as well absolutely just fucking go for it. Just...
It's all on Taunton on
just
Tuesday.
Just lob it up front.
Taunton will be on their third game of the day by that point.
They're playing NBA Taunton.
Playing a couple games in the same day. The idea that every game now is played at Gloucester.
Every
even
single
if you
game.
Don't need to.
Go on, it's it! Get in!
Oh, at the keeper. Ethan Archer's the only one who just has a fucking go.
Anyone trying.
He's direct, runs at them and has a go. I like him.
Go on, Brad!
Go on, Brad!
Right in George Edwards' face.
George Edwards killed him, stone
biggest
dead.
Cheer of the day.
Straight to the stand, taking his head off.
Go on, stop there! Go Jenkins, David.
Wank.
Dog shit!
Second half underway. You're watching
Video
the Grand National.
No, I'm not,
oh,
not
no, it's a clip.
We're going to score, John, I think. Got a vibe
nothing
we're going to win
so
the game.
Far suggested we are.
The vibe is we're going to win the game.
Very much how
do you know
we
what I'm going to
off.
Say about Ollie Tomlinson?
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
His hair is too long.
For a centre-back.
In a sort of smart... He looks more like Tim Henman than a centre-back.
He doesn't strike fear into you.
No. Go on, Dean!
On the Guy Branston scale. The Grand National.
Did Maximus win?
Yeah, you keep backing your long shots.
That's the good thing about horse racing. Just delighted for everybody who wins. It's really happy.
At the end of the Grand National.
That's the end of the Grand National. I don't know. Someone won. Someone.
What was I on?
I am Maximus.
You have to make sure you find that bet, Fred, in
Rathbone. Lino! Fucking hell!
Jesus! That was in front of you!
And Barsha have been tuning up, blokes through on goal, blazed it over.
Was he offside, John? We're end on, so we can't really tell.
We haven't quite appreciated how bleak our bench prospects are.
I know, I was saying bench here, and we've got Luke Wellington, who's a name I've never ever heard, not even reading about the under 18s.
Not sure who he is.
Welly. Yeah, okay, yes, thank you. We're actually just depressed, Bath. Actually, so we'd like...
Your support is on the brink.
What we'd like is a little bit of...
Okay, so go.
He was going nowhere.
Yellow. Watching Asa Hall sprint there was quite telling. Yeah.
A yellow for Asa. The good if Asa got sent off for the last two games.
We are in this game, Bath are shit. We've got absolutely nothing.
No legs.
No legs, no options, no quality.
Moxie's on one leg, look. Moxie's on one leg. Nothing. Brad Asher just staying up by the halfway line.
Just so he can creep offside again.
Playground. Desperate to be offside.
He's coming back now. So he knows you can't be offside in your own half.
Here we are, winners. Go on, Asa. Size of him. Why haven't we got a big bloke like that? Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes.
Catch it, Marks. Why didn't you catch it?
Catch that.
Yeah, it's Bath, for fuck's sake. They're really shit.
Really, really shit.
To quote Sir Alex Ferguson Lance, it's Bath.
I know, but we are.
They're crap, but we are just a little bit crapper.
I'd stick Moxie or someone up front.
Asa. I would back Asa up front.
Stick him. Jude Boyd up front.
It's just... This is the worst I've ever seen, ever. Austin Booth coming on to save our season.
Lovely. Here he comes.
Who's he coming on for?
Dual contract. Newton Spurs. No, Newton
City. For Brett McGavin.
I think it's Newton 66.
First substitution at 40 United.
That's the quickest he's moved. Look at him go.
Leaving the field, number 14, Brett McGavin.
Really?
Replaced by number 5, Austin Booth.
Oh, come on, Austin!
So is he going...
Austin!
I think Ace is going forward, isn't he? Ace is going
forward, Austin. Come on, United! A bit of magic, boys.
I think Ace has gone up top.
Yeah, good. Austin Booth, 3 at the back. Come on, boys. Go on, lads. Someone get a
Ace
shot.
Up. Hold up.
We had one shot.
Straight at the keeper.
Away, is it?
Straight at the keeper. Oh, here we are. Dino.
Someone's got to shoot.
No, just take a touch, Mark.
Fucking hell. Come on.
Rabba's offside. Number six.
Unbelievable.
That's six times that.
The thing is, we can't even seem to get it forward.
No. Bath are crap as well. God. You were just saying you weren't feeling too great?
I just felt a little heart flutter.
There was a steward there, if you want me to get
it. Might just be indigestion, but you can't be too careful these days when you're 1-0 down.
We'd better get the air ambulance out here anyway, just in case.
Made a good impression.
Right, Dartford are down.
They're comprehensively losing?
3-1.
Okay, fine. So that's all Taunton. Yes! Go on!
What happened there?
Then our referee just decided, look!
Someone on the keeper, were they...
There'll be a minimum of 5 minutes additional time at the end of the second half. A minimum of 5 minutes.
That point we've lost is so valuable.
Stops has hit the first man every time so far.
That point we lost is so valuable.
I know, it's so valuable. The thing is, I didn't think we were ever going to get anything today, but having seen how crap Bath are, I think it's a massive missed opportunity.
If we had any players.
It's also quite distressing seeing how shit we are.
We haven't got any players. No players, but no quality. No one can be asked. Where's that?
Well, where I don't think they can't be asked, but we have got no quality.
Where's Jarvis?
I mean, God knows. We've got nothing. Absolutely nothing.
It's been a very depressing day, John. I can't see us scoring in the last 3 minutes.
No. Brad Ash, through on goal. Good save.
That was a great chance.
Great chance, Brad Ash. Shot across the keeper.
Don't go, Houston. Not yet. Last minute go. Come on, is it? Is it? Go on.
Oh, hello.
Come on, Torquay!
That's
a
Hopefully one more chance in this game. Long throw from
Semi-long throw of Dean Moxley.
It's getting shorter, isn't it, every
just,
season?
Just sort of drifts into the box. Go on, Dean!
Go on, Dino!
That's all right, that's all right. Flick on, someone.
There we go, all over. That's probably it, isn't it? Full kit, full kit.
Hemel have lost.
Full kit.
What does Stag do, is he? Hemel have lost. That's good.
This has not been good. They have tried.
They've sort of tried. It's got no quality. Just no quality, is there? Just no quality. Very disappointing, John.
Hugely. It all comes down to Tuesday.
Tuesday.
The
thing is, though, it's still in our hands. Beat Taunton, we're up.
I just think that point suddenly looks very, very bad.
Very, very expensive.
We go down by a point.
Look, in our hands, beat Taunton and we're up.
You'd think so. You really would, but that's such a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
They were shit. We were just
this bloke worse. Dreadful.
Didn't like Bar, don't like the vibe of the place.
After the final league match of the season.
I mean, I'm going to go and try and entertain them now.
Go entertain the masses.
The National Obsession.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
That was Bath. Depressing day. I mean, it feels pointless now, John.
It does, but always nice to hear a bit of misery, isn't it?
Always. It's, you know what? It's fine hearing misery when you know it all turns out all right.
But it's fine. Exactly. Absolutely right. Any other confirmed news in the National League? I don't think there is.
Alan Dowson's left Hemel Hempstead,
which is quite good fun. I did write down baby Alan Dowson, but I can't actually remember how we do it.
Baby Alan Dowson?
That was a little thing. It was a game we did.
Oh, God. No idea.
Alan Dowson's quarter cabin. Baby Alan Dowson.
Oh, I thought you said baby. I thought you said baby Alan Dowson.
No, I did. Oh. There was another thing we did called baby Alan Dowson. It was
slightly odd. Here we go. The National League South. So who can still go down? Look, it's so lush
it's
now.
Between Hemel, Eastbourne and Taunton.
Taunton play tonight. It's Thursday night.
Yeah.
So they might be down by tonight.
I'd like to see
if they lose tonight. Yeah, I'd like Taunton to stay up. I'd like to see Hemel, the Tudors, go down.
Hemel can go.
Just because they were absolute bellends when they beat us.
They were. I didn't like the cut of their kit.
I didn't like it. The Tudors, they can go down. Avely, no, they can still go up. Avely and Farnborough can still go, but it's unlikely.
For that last playoff spot is Farnborough, Avely or Hampton.
There we are. But it's all about staying alive. And
the National League.
Won't be the last episode because John's doing the marathon Sunday and you're gonna record some stuff on the way around, John.
I've got the mic, so I've got it all set up.
Nice.
Ready to go.
Bit of that. We're trying to get a celebrity guest for episode 250, but we don't know.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it? A celebrity guest linked to one team we'll play next year.
Do you want to quickly do some letters?
Yeah,
and then
have you got any letters, John?
We can finish by going on the slide.
I'll go on the slide.
This podcast has been on the slide for a while.
Yeah.
The BrewDog pub. Signal.
While you're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm just so pleased.
Wi-Fi.
You have to sign up to the Wi-Fi. While you're signing up to the Wi-Fi.
Give me a few minutes.
I am just so pleased that we are not going to Basingstoke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I mean,
we
still
said
don't
this
want
before.
To be in the National
We said this before when we went, we don't have to go to Haviland Waterlooville or Tonbridge Angels or any of these things anymore. You know, and then we did have to. So maybe next year we'll be eating our words. I just don't feel like we will be.
It's going to be the biggest summer we've had for a while, isn't it?
You're on the Brewdog Wi-Fi,
I know, but it's not connecting. Connect.
Oh, no, John.
This is a mark off for Brewdog. Here we are.
When you think of Manic Monday, that was bad, wasn't it? Where's Dan Martin, John?
Manic Monday, I forgot about
where's
that.
Where's Dan Martin?
Dan Martin.
Where's Finley Crass?
Finley Crass. Still up for Player of the Year. You could have voted him for Player of the Year.
Nearly voted Lewis Collins.
I was going to vote Dwayne Afori Atchimpong. One goal
Lewis
from
Collins.
A yard.
One Lewis Collins for his 3 minutes on
three
Tuesday.
3 minutes on Tuesday.
No, I voted Dean Moxie, John.
I went with Arkell Dubois.
Oh.
There we go.
No, young player, yeah, young player. I went Arkell Dubois.
I went both.
Oh, really? Okay.
I did like, while this thing ever loads, your plan for Tuesday night was hilarious. That the Supporters Trust should offer anybody, any player, $20,000 to score a goal.
Feels a lot.
And
if I was in charge of the TUST and I'd spent all their money on anyone scoring a goal and we lost.
Yeah. But you were trying to imagine the scramble.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone goal hanging.
Yeah, you were saying, why is Aaron on the pitch?
Aaron Downs has come off.
And you said, why is David Bing back?
Dave Bing has come back. He's warming up quick. Richard Hancock's is what's he doing here? He's heard there's $20,000 to score a goal.
Yeah, $20,000 to score a goal. Would have been brilliant.
Aaron's bought himself on. Right, do you want some letters?
Letters, please.
Rich Mills said hello on the ice after hearing the news of a cat named Keith Belker last week. You don't remember that, do you? I need to make you aware of former Marillion singer Fish's Next Level Animal. He's named his flock of sheep after the cup-winning Hibs team in 1972.
Oh, what a great idea.
So can anyone go better than that?
Marillion likes Hib. They like Hibs.
A Hebe.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it.
There you go.
Okay, very nice. Anything else?
There is, but this is really straining my voice. And I've got a bit of a cold.
Come on, John. You've got the marathon Sunday.
Jack Dutton.
We'll say John's on the 0%.
I am.
For everyone at Macmillan.
Brewdog 0%, if you're listening, Macmillan. Jack
He's
Dutton.
He's not going to collapse on Tower Bridge.
Isn't that 6 months of training? I've just gone on the lash.
Just gone on
Brewdog.
The lash, yeah.
Jack Dutton, who I think is a new contributor, says...
On the ice, Jack.
I don't support a National League team yet, but I've started going to some matches around my local area, and I'd just like to see if, I like the vibe.
Like, love the vibe.
Like, you might choose one closed supermarket over another. A bit arbitrary. There's not that much of a point to my email, but it did strike me while watching Oxford City play Oldham in a 0-0 draw that it's quite small there compared to Wembley, which I was at the weekend before.
Love
it, I'm really shouting to shout, and this is hurting my voice. Can you take over?
Oxford had a bar. We had to stay inside, and they covered the windows with big sheets of paper to make sure we couldn't... Oh, well, you're not allowed... The point about drinking is you're not allowed to be in view of the pitch.
Yes.
Oxford City, I don't like Oxford City.
That's
the pitch. Hemel FC had much more of a casual beer garden vibe. Well, that's because it's their tin pot. And you could do as much as you pleased. All the best to you, chap. Jack Dutton. I wouldn't choose Oxford City or Hemel.
Neither.
Choose a better one. But on the ice, you, Jack. Thank you for your email.
There's one last one there from
one last one. Spitball idea. Hello. On the ice, gents. So pleased that Torquay is staying up as a Wrexham fan who are. But Natob's pod listener for life. Come on, Spitball.
Life.
Good man. I've been following the goals, results, and the pod every week. Hope you get the ownership you truly deserve. And Torquay resume their rightful place in the bottom half of the league too as soon as possible. That's exactly where we should be. But win the lottery, I promise you, we don't need you, because we are Brewdog till we die.
Brewdog.
On the ice, Bill, that's kind of you to still listen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brewdog. Thank you, Brewdog.
Right, John's, thank you, Brewdog.
Right, let's call things to a halt there, and I'm going to go and finish
one more
up by going
this season.
On the slide.
John's
going
to run the marathon.
Yeah.
and we're going to try and get a celebrity guest on.
Yes.
Of some sort.
Yeah.
And then there will be a summer special of some sort.
Yes.
And then back next season, John.
Back next year. Back in the NLS again.
The National League South. I love the National League South now.
I've never been so pleased to see it.
Oh, thrilled. What a relief.
Right.
Come on, you girls.
You girls.
On the ice.
To the slide. Just descending the BrewDog stairs now. Where there's an ice cream van, apparently. And I'm heading to the slide. Here we go. Going down the slide. Brewdog.
It's really good.
Childish. I will say, if you put one of those in boots and laces, he'd vom everywhere.
That was good, John.
Anyway,
you look cool.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.